Fraud is getting smarter every year. Account takeovers, sophisticated phishing, and synthetic identities are costing companies and customers billions. Today's central question: can large language models meaningfully assist authentication and fraud detection at scale, or are they just a novelty?
Short answer: they can help in important ways. LLMs excel at pattern recognition across text and other signals, and they can reason with few examples. That means spotting social engineering cues in messages, correlating freeform text with telemetry, and surfacing explanations that are human-readable.
To ground that, imagine a bank login flagged for a new device. Traditional signals show odd location and fingerprint. Then the user gets a text asking to verify an account. Classic phishing. An LLM can combine the telemetry anomaly with the text content and suggest a risk score or recommend step-up authentication. It's a practical assist to analysts and automated flows.
So we're asking whether these models should be treated as another sensor in the pipeline. What kinds of fraud cases do you think LLMs are best at catching?
They're strong on things that involve language or narrative, phishing and social engineering, synthetic identities where bios or application text don't match typical patterns, and even suspicious chat behavior in customer support. Embeddings let you find semantic similarity, so stolen templates or reworded scams can be detected.
And beyond detection, they can play roles: a risk score aggregating signals, a conversational verifier that fields follow-up questions with customers, or an investigator assistant that summarizes why a case looks suspicious. Each role has different latency and explainability needs, though.
That brings up the limits of current systems. Where do rules and signature approaches break down, and why would we layer LLMs on top?
Rules are brittle. They miss novel attacks and don't generalize across phrasing. Signature systems need known bad patterns. LLMs generalize better to new phrasing and subtle social cues, but they also introduce challenges around reliability and hallucination, which we'll dig into next.
Exactly. There's potential, but also operational costs, latency, monitoring, and explainability. Before any production rollout, you need clear fallbacks and human-in-loop designs. Let's take this into the weeds. Next, we'll unpack data, model roles, and architectures so teams can evaluate trade-offs.
Let's start with inputs. For fraud detection, you're not just feeding text to an LLM. You have behavioral telemetry, clicks, session timing, device fingerprints, transaction metadata, and unstructured text like emails or chat logs. Combining those gives context the model needs.
Exactly. In practice, we'll see a login attempt with an odd IP and a new device fingerprint, plus a support chat that reads unusually urgent. Those signals together are what trigger investigations. The challenge is reliably fusing them at scale without spiking latency or cost.
How does an LLM actually consume those mixed signals? Is it just text, or are we talking embeddings and structured features?
Both. Common patterns: use embeddings for textual similarity, say to match a phishing template, and convert structured telemetry into tokens or feature vectors that the model can reason over. Roles break down cleanly: feature extractor, intent classifier, risk aggregator, and then a RAG-based investigative assistant that pulls in logs and historical cases, like a detective's notebook.
That raises architecture questions. Do we run heavyweight LLMs in the cloud, keep sensitive pieces on-prem, or do hybrid pipelines? Latency and data sensitivity push firms toward hybrid, lightweight on-device or on-prem models for immediate gating, cloud models for deeper analysis.
Right. Typical pipeline: an edge or rules-based fast path for real-time decisions, then queue suspicious cases to a cloud LLM for richer analysis. Use model distillation to create smaller, faster models for routing, caching recurrent queries, and keep the high-cost LLM for investigative summarization.
When teams build these models, what's the trade-off between fine-tuning versus prompting, and how do you get labels for fraud, which is often sparse?
Fine-tuning helps when you have lots of labeled cases and need tight control. Prompting or few-shot approaches are useful when labels are scarce. Weak supervision, programmatic labeling, heuristics, and synthetic augmentation fills gaps. RLHF can tune behavior and explanations, but it risks amplifying operator biases and complicates auditability.
From an engineering view, labels and experiment design are critical. Evaluate models with Roche AUC for overall separation, precision at K when triaging top alerts, and track false accept versus false reject because a false accept can be catastrophic. Also monitor time to detection and analyst override rate in live A/B tests.
Calibration is key. You want scores that map sensibly to risk thresholds. Offline metrics are necessary but insufficient. Run canary and shadow deployments to measure real-world performance and feedback loops. Also, instrument for drift. As fraudsters change tactics, your model must adapt or you'll see performance decay.
Operational constraints keep coming up. Latency, throughput, cost, explainability. What practical mitigations do teams deploy?
Common strategies. Model routing to smaller models for most traffic, caching frequent inferences, distillation to reduce cost, and strict fallbacks. Think rules as the seatbelt for when the model is unsure. For explainability, generate short rationales, log saliency maps, and keep immutable audit logs for any automated decision.
Security is another layer. You must defend against poisoning of training data, prompt injection in RAG pipelines, and adversarial examples. Regular red teaming, robustness tests, and controlled continuous learning with human review help. For privacy, proactively minimize PII and model inputs, encrypt data in transit and at rest, and consider differential privacy if you're training on customer data.
Last quick practical ask, if a team wants an experiment to validate LLM assistance, what's a concise setup and what KPIs should they watch?
Start with a shadow mode pilot. Route a subset of suspicious cases to the LLM assistant and compare its risk score and rationale to analyst decisions. Use synthetic data augmentation to expand rare fraud examples. Track precision at K, false accept rate, analyst override rate, and time to resolution.
And keep it phased. Begin with assistive outputs only, require human verification, measure cost per investigated case, and only automate step-ups once you have stable calibration and monitoring. Plan incident playbooks for model failures and continuous retraining cadences tied to detected drift.
To wrap up, let's talk impact. Where will LLM assistance actually move the needle on fraud? And where does it create new risks? Give us the concrete wins first.
On the win side, LLMs can reduce false negatives in language-heavy attacks, better phishing detection, faster synthesis of multi-signal context for investigators, and improved triage so analysts focus on high-value cases. They speed investigations by summarizing evidence and surfacing similar past incidents, which lowers time to resolution and analyst load.
Practically, that means fewer escalations for routine cases, quicker containment for account takeovers, and lower operational cost per investigation. The risk side, hallucinated rationales, signal bias that disproportionately flags certain user groups, and engineering surprises, latency spikes or cost overruns if you don't control inference volume.
What deployment approach reduces those risks? You mentioned phased rollouts. What does a sensible pilot look like, and what should teams monitor?
Start shadow mode. Feed the LLM into existing pipelines without automating actions. Compare its scores and rationales to analyst decisions. Use synthetic augmentation to increase rare fraud examples and track precision at K, false accept rate, analyst override rate, and detection latency. Calibration curves and confidence thresholds are vital before any automation.
Operationally, keep the model assistive initially, require human in loop for any account or money action, and run canary tests for a small percentage of traffic. Instrument immutable audit logs, store input hashes and rationale snapshots, and set automatic rollbacks if false accept or override rates breach thresholds. Also measure cost per investigated case so finance can evaluate scale.
On monitoring and safety, what technical controls guard against adversarial attacks and model drift?
Combine red teaming and adversarial example generation in pre-deploy tests, run continual monitoring for distribution shift, and implement controlled retraining with human review. For RAG pipelines, sanitize and validate sources to avoid prompt injection. Also log model inputs so you can retroactively diagnose poisoning or drift.
And don't forget incident playbooks. Who disables the automation, how you notify affected users, rollback procedures, and legal PR contacts. Simulate outages and misclassification incidents in tabletop exercises so teams know operational steps under pressure.
How about policy, transparency, and compliance? What must product and legal teams demand before greenlighting automation?
They should require documented model cards, decision logs, explanation policies, and explicit data retention and minimization rules. If models train on customer data, use differential privacy, or strict access controls. Also, document known failure modes and keep human-readable rationales for any automated adverse action to satisfy audits.
From a business perspective, get user consent where required, make opt-out or escalation paths clear, and ensure auditability for regulators. Track KPIs aligned to user safety, not just cost savings, and be prepared to pause automation if external audits raise concerns.
Let's close with a practical checklist listeners can use next week. One short pilot design, essential logs and telemetry to capture, adversarial tests to run, and a retraining cadence.
Checklist.
Add: require human verification for any step-up authentication or money movement, set guardrail KPIs and automatic rollback thresholds, and maintain an incident playbook with clear roles. Start small and instrument everything.
A final note on open problems. Better low data robustness, reliable explainability that matches human reasoning, and privacy-preserving learning remain research priorities. Collaboration between industry and academia will speed progress.
Great. So practical pilots, strong monitoring, human-in-loop safety, and ongoing adversarial testing. For listeners, if you're building this, start assistive and measure the costs and harms as closely as the savings. One forward question to leave you with: how will fraudsters adapt once LLMs become common defenders? Think about that when you design your next pilot. To finish, a quick reminder: the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It with AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.